So this appendix is very important, the four circle formation to explain the stages of creation. How from the source, which people call it by different name, yeah? Some call it the source, some call it Nibbana, some call it true nature, original nature, oneness nature. Then from there, the first thing to manifest is the true mind, or what we call the pure awareness nature. So the pure awareness nature is the BA. Yeah? DM is the true mind. Then this pure awareness nature is what we call the pure inner awareness, which is the meditative mind. This one is capable of the direct seeing. That's why it can awaken. It can see things as they are. It can give rise to wisdom. Then this true mind is very near to the thinking. The thought that come out from there, you cannot be aware if you don't understand how to stabilize this awareness nature. You don't know how to be this aware with this awareness nature to know what it is. Because when you stay there, you can know. Because no thought, nothing one. That's why I say you cannot think one. Which means you are nothing. Although your awareness is there, you can be with it. But what are you? You are that awareness nature. It's just that bright, spacious awareness, the oneness nature. But that one, although not a being, cannot move, cannot have words, concept, idea, and all those things, no duality, but it has a very unique characteristic that can enable the form and mind that have access to it to develop the wisdom and the understanding so that you understand how from that nature all things arise. Like Hui Neng, after he received the message from the fifth patriarch. So the fifth patriarch transmit the Diamond Sutra understanding to Hui Neng. Then he immediately, through his joy and amazement, expressed how amazing is it that this nature of ours is already pure, complete, unborn, undying. Then how amazing is all Dhamma arise from this nature. So it's same as the Buddha, mind is the forerunner of things. It's all creation arise from this nature. So from here, when you are inside that pure awareness nature, you try to find out who are you, what are you. Then you realize your thought keep on wanting to come out. Yeah. But if you have stabilized the awareness nature, how it come out, how it become a thought, you can see everything very clear. That is how you meditate. Then from there, once the mundane mind come out, this become your five aggregate of form and mind, the first aspect and the second aspect. Then after that, from your senses, upon contact of your, what they call, trap consciousness, together with the sense basis and the sense data, like the physics experiment, you become conscious. Conscious of what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. And this consciousness is being projected into the phenomenal world of consciousness. That's how the existential world all operate, manifest, and comes to be. Then from there, if you want to return, you must have the understanding. There is a long arrow on top, see? From the last circle, phenomenal world of consciousness, back to the pure awareness. That is what you must do. So if you can return awareness-based meditation to bring you back from the phenomenal world of consciousness that you are lost into, back to the pure awareness nature, to develop the direct see via the, what they call awareness-based meditation, that's how you develop the wisdom. Then when the mind develops the wisdom, mundane mind realizes itself and sees, then the return process is automatic. Once mundane mind sees, the pure awareness nature is there, but it will also cease, then you return. Yeah. So this is how all this can be understood. Then I put on the note there. The above four circle formation chart was prepared by Sister Sui to help reader better understand what has been shared. Then a Dhamma question on understanding the pure awareness nature was extracted from Ratio's email dated 23rd March 2024 for further sharing below. Well, there was somebody, I don't know. So he actually, I don't know how he must have heard this short video sharing or what. Then he wrote to me. He thanked me. He said, "Your this sharing or the four circle formation is very beautiful and very clear, very easy to understand." But he said he got a question. You listen to the question. He said, "My question is, if the pure awareness nature or the true mind," he used the word pure mind nature, "can return to mundane and phenomenal world of consciousness, then it doesn't seem to make sense as the person becomes a putujana again. So what is your understanding?" Yeah? "Do you think it fall?" There is a nature. How can the nature fall? But like the Surangama Sutta's explanation, because of causes and conditions, it's still, then that first thought of ignorance. Yeah. That's why the Buddha used the word inconceivable is the beginning of the first thought of ignorance that conditioned all this. The pure awareness nature or the pure mind is a nature, I explained to him. And it does not fall or return to the mundane mind and the phenomenal world of consciousness. The mundane mind arising from the pure awareness nature is dependent originating, according to Paticca Samuppada. It is a byproduct of that nature and it arises through the karmic process. First thought of ignorance. You must get this right. And then you will understand what I have shared. You need to develop a very stable, pure awareness nature and cultivate diligently to awaken. Okay.